The theme of crying in Latin American and Latino music is not just a ranchera phenomenon. Many current Latin artists, from pop to indie music, continue to wax poetic about crying. Emerging artist Omar Banos, who performs as Cuco, is one of those self-proclaimed criers. Cuco began his career 2 years ago while he was in high school, making YouTube videos in his bedroom. This year, he'll be performing at the Coachella Music Festival. Cuco sat down with us to tell us about his latest single and about the whirlwind of his past 2 years.
My name's Cuco. I'm from Hawthorne, California. I'm 19 years old. I started playing music, I guess like really, really playing music when I was like 8 years old. I started with guitar. I'm an only child. Being an only child probably has a lot to do with like my music and like what I feel. I don't have like a lot of friends, people that I call friends, because like I'm very introverted. It's not that like people don't like me, but it's just like I naturally like have trouble talking to people. Maybe, just maybe, I miss you. I feel like I kind of reflect that on my music too, because like I've always been like a background person, but I feel like I can express myself through like art. I like feeling, I like when songs make me feel like nostalgic. So I feel like I want people to like feel that same feeling. I was 18. That's when I kind of realized like one of my videos started blowing up. It was actually a cover. I was playing slide guitar. It was a Sleepwalk cover. Like people started like going to my music, and they were like, "Yo, like your music's like really dope," and that's where like Live Is a Day kind of started like getting a much even more plays than I already had. Time change, we're different, but my mind still says redundant things. Can I not think? Will you love this part of me? My lover is the day I can't forget. I didn't expect this like to happen at all, like to just blow up like the way it did. It was crazy. When I go on stage, it's just like, it's just so like crazy seeing all these people like that like me. It's so weird. Like I've never felt that like in my life, you know, like it's weird, but it's like, it's crazy and it's cool, but it's also like very anxiety inducing. But it's like this experience overall though, like that I can't really like put into words, you know? My latest single is called Sunnyside, and it's this psychedelic love type of song. It's like a different thing from what I usually do. But at the beginning it says, we died, I went to hell and she went to heaven. So it's kind of like an after death, you kind of like being separated from like the person you were kind of with your whole life. She's an angel. Whether you believe in like heaven or hell or like some type of like spectrum like that, even just like an afterlife where like you spend an eternity but without that person that you spend like a whole life with. So it was like all these like emotions that are going through like this person's head, and they're like yo, like what do I do? I'm so alone now, you know? That's where it warps into the end, and I just kind of imagine this after the death and everything, like the whole synthesizing like warp psychedelic part is just like you kind of just like kind of accepting death and just kind of like letting yourself like your soul kind of roam through space, and then I don't know, you kind of have like at that point kind of like closure with your own soul, if that makes sense.
The cosmic words of Omar Banos, also known as Cuco.